Martin Pistorius was 12 years old, living in South Africa, a normal kid with ordinary dreams. And then something happened. It started small, a sore throat, fatigue, the kind of thing you assume will just pass. But it didn't for Martin. He stopped eating, he stopped speaking, and then he stopped moving, slowly at first, and then all at once, like lights in a house going off room by room, and then everything going black. Doctors couldn't offer a precise diagnosis, but eventually they said the words that froze his parents' hearts. He's gone. He's not coming back. Months passed, and then years passed, and although he kept living, he wasn't really there. His eyes were opened and they'd respond reflexively to light, but he seemed to be in some sort of terminal coma. Until one day, when somewhere deep down, Martin started to wake up. It wasn't like one of those dramatic movie scenes. He didn't open his eyes and sit up and say, "What's going on? How much time has passed?" Instead, he began to wake up on the inside. He could hear and understand what was going on around him, but he still couldn't move. He couldn't get anyone's attention. He so badly wanted to shout, "I'm still here," but he couldn't. Imagine how terrifying that would be, knowing what's going on around you, watching people come and go, and having no way to be heard. My fear is that this isn't just Martin's story, but oftentimes it may be ours. When was the last time you spoke and no one seemed to hear what you were saying? When was the last time you were trying to accomplish something and wondered whether anything you were doing actually made a difference? You see, we may find ourselves going through life quietly wondering, am I really reaching anybody? Does my life matter? Does it leave a mark? So do you ever feel like Martin? Yes, alive, but feeling unheard or unimportant or just forgotten? One day, Martin heard his mother say, "I hope he dies." Not because she stopped loving him, but because she thought he wasn't even there anymore. For Martin, this was life in total darkness. The prophet Isaiah said, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined." Martin lived in that land of deep darkness. Days passed, years passed, and the hardest part wasn't the silence. It was the sense that he was completely alone, unheard, unseen, forgotten. Bethlehem, 2,000 years ago, wasn't a glamorous city. It was a small town, fields shaped by rain, life held together by the day-to-day routines. And outside the village, out in the open fields, that's where the shepherds were. The shepherds were probably hired hands, living on the fringes of society, generally distrusted, often excluded, easily forgotten. A little bit like Martin, they had no voice, no power, no influence. History had already decided that they didn't matter. And over their lifetimes, I'm sure they'd learned this lesson well. Your life doesn't shape the larger story they'd been told. So this day we remember that night 2,000 years ago, that night that looked like any other night when they stood watch once again in darkness until the light broke in. And if you find yourself today in darkness, before the light is broken in, going through the motions or feeling lost and directionless or quietly wondering if your life really matters, maybe this is the time to invite that light to break into your life. On that night 2,000 years ago, a host of glorious angels appeared to the shepherds with a proclamation, with an announcement, not to Caesar, not to Herod, not to the priests in the temple, but to the shepherds. The angels said, "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." To you. The ones on the margins suddenly were placed at the center of this story. And when the angels left, the shepherds looked at one another and said, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place." The ones who'd been left out became the first witnesses. The unheard became the first messengers. The unseen, the first to see. After a lifetime of being ignored, their voices suddenly mattered. And after a lifetime of silence, they were suddenly trusted with the greatest news in all of creation. The news that despite our fears that we may be inadequate or unimportant, despite our fears that our lives may have no impact, the author of all creation has come to be with you, to come to be with us. What we have to realize is that Christmas is not just about what happened then. It's about what happens now, when God comes to people like us. In one of her mystery series, the writer Dorothy Sayers created a detective named Lord Peter Wimsey, a brilliant, charming, clever detective, yet a man who was deeply lonely. For all his intelligence in this series, for all the cases he solves, Peter Wimsey quietly fears that his life is somehow small, that his life isn't really important, that he isn't participating in anything of real consequence. So halfway through the series, Dorothy Sayers introduces a new character, Harriet Vane, an intellectual, Oxford-educated mystery writer. In other words, Harriet is someone who looks an awful lot like the author herself. Scholars have looked at this and suggested that Dorothy Sayers looked into this world she created, and she saw this character who she loved, and she couldn't bear to see him alone. So she didn't send him advice. She didn't shout encouragement while she was writing the book. Instead, she entered it. She wrote herself into the narrative to be with him, to love him, to save him from his loneliness, to draw him into something bigger than himself. And that's the shape of Christmas. Not simply that God exists, but that God looked into the world and saw creation suffering and saw people who felt unseen or unheard or forgotten or afraid that their lives didn't matter. And God stepped in to be with us. When Yuri Gagarin, the first human ever in space, returned to Earth, he echoed the Soviet party line, saying, "I went up into the heavens and I saw no God." Well, of course he didn't. Peter Wimsey never could have found Dorothy Sayers, the author, by climbing high enough or by building a rocket powerful enough or by wandering around inside the story. The author had to enter the narrative. The miracle of Christmas is not that we've built a ladder tall enough to reach God, but that God saw our loneliness and our fears, and God climbed down to be with each of us, to be with each of you, to be with me. For years, Martin Pistorius lived trapped somewhere between life and silence, until one day a caregiver refused to accept that he was really gone. She noticed what others had overlooked. She noticed a flicker in his eye or a twitch in his face when someone entered the room. Subtle signs, probably as subtle as one star out of place in the sky. But she began to speak to him again and again, even when he didn't reply. She read to him and talked to him and acted like his life mattered. She slowed down. She came near. She got down on his level, not to fix him, but to be with him, to call him back into the larger story of this world. And over time, through stubborn, patient faithfulness, the light began to break through the darkness. Martin would later say, "She was the catalyst who changed everything." And what she did for Martin is exactly what God does for us. Eventually, Martin began to wake up, slowly, quietly, like the breaking of a new dawn. Today, Martin is alive, truly alive. Martin is married, and he's writing, and he's speaking. And Martin, when he's asked about his faith, will say, or has said, "Faith wasn't something that made everything easier. It was something I held on to when nothing else made sense." And that is Christmas. Not God fixing everything in an instant. Not God erasing all our pain with one word. But God coming near. God entering the darkness. God dwelling with those who the world has stopped noticing. Just as that caregiver came close enough to see life flickering and then stayed long enough to call it forth, God has come close to us. So if you feel like Martin, alive but unheard, or if you feel like the shepherds, convinced that the story is happening somewhere else, remember the words of Isaiah. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Not because they climbed out of the darkness, not because they finally achieved enough, but because the light came to them." In the gospel, God comes to the unseen. In Martin's silence, God remained with the forgotten. And in your life, no matter what you are experiencing, remember the promise of the incarnation, that God